Thank you so much for listening to the Adulting Hour. Please show your support with a monthly donation of only 99 cents. If you have something you want to talk about, please leave a message and I'll contact you. And maybe we can do it on the show. Thank you so much.
Hey, welcome to the Adulting Hour, where we talk about things that we wish we would have known when we were growing up to into adulthood. Today I got Brian Thurn. Hey, Brian.
Hey,
Big Bubba in the house.
Yeah.
Welcome, Big Bubba. Hey, Bubba, I know you reached out to me because there was something you would like to talk about today. What is that, sir?
That the subject would be love who you are, regardless of what people think.
You know what? That is fantastic. That is fantastic. I think that is one of the best subjects we could talk about today. So let's dive deep into it. So what do you mean by love who you are?
Love who you are when you wake up in the morning, just try to be as fearless and as crazy as possible. Be seen. There's no reason not to be seen.
That is true.
And it's like you gotta. What you put on, that shows, you know, when I walk somewhere in my all pink and pastels, people can tell that the queen is walking and demanding the respect that they're entitled to.
That's absolutely right. You know what? And it's fantastic you say that, because you know what? It starts when you wake up. Mm-hmm. When you wake up in the morning, you know, you put on your clothes, and you put on your clothes with confidence, you know, after you shower, of course, but you put on your clothes with confidence. And then when you step outside into the world is your stage, and you are here to perform. You are here to perform as that person you are and you should be.
Mm-hmm. And right now, it's even more important than ever to be seen, you know. Whether you're queer, black, white, you need to be seen. You need people to see you out there and your individuality. Make your mark on this world. Because you never know when that time is up, it's up.
That's correct. You know, I hear a lot of, you know, there's always a lot of hate going on in this world. Mm-hmm. Regardless if you black, white, straight, gay, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, it doesn't matter what you are. There's a lot of hate going on in this world right now. And this right here is a serious topic that I really want to touch, because you're supposed to love who you are. You know, if this is who you are, you be who you are in your own skin, with your own language, with the way you speak, with the way you walk, with the way you talk, with the way you do anything on this earth, because no one is going to love you like you.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Who else is gonna appreciate this fabulousness?
Absolutely. And you know what? And you know what? Every day you should look in the mirror and say, look at me. Don't I look fabulous?
even yesterday I was taking apart a freaking dryer because it wouldn't fit out the door.
Wait, let's back up. You were using tools?
Mm-hmm, yep. I busted the part, this dryer, that it wouldn't fit out the door. So I had to bust it apart. And I was wearing, you know, my Toms and my purple shorts with a Just Call Me Mother RuPaul shirt on.
Hey, but you were doing it in all your glamour, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that matters, though. And that's all that really is. That's all that matters, you know, is love who you are. You know, on a serious note, you know, being black, white, gay, and what, straight or whatever, there's a lot of things that come along with it. You know, being a young black man in the community, you know, you have to fear You fear just about everybody. You fear the police. You fear the guys walking up and down the streets. You fear just about everybody. You know, mm-hmm. being a young gay man, you fear telling people that you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people, I said, there is nothing wrong with a person loving who they want to love. I don't have a problem with it. You know, I tell my children that whatever they decide to do is on them, because that's their life they have to live. You know, I would rather for my child or any other children to come to me or their parent and tell us who they are, opposed to them hiding in the closet, you know, abusing drugs, or even committing suicide.
Yeah. There's been a lot of those just in the past year. And I mean, the community's hurting right now. And, you know, it's crazy in this world that we're living in. And a little brightness, you know, just to see a smirk, you know, when you can see a smirk, or, you know, see eyes light up when they see, oh, you know, color there. It's the reactions that I get when I do go out. It's very fabulous. It's very satisfying. It's like free therapy.
so let's talk about loving who you are and the things you wear when you go out. What do you wear?
Hot pink, purple, and lots of color.
Hey, that's fantastic. Well, you know, Brian, I am no stranger to color as well. You know, I don't even care if it matched sometimes. I'm just going to put on something bright that makes me feel good on the inside. And I could care less what you say.
Yeah. I know. All those fun days, the Macy's days, where I got a lot of my garb.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. They put a lot of swag in my closet. Macy's did, but good old Macy's is come and gone.
Oh, that was some fun times and some fun shopping.
But yeah. Oh, that's so true. That's so true. So what would you tell like a person who is coming up into adulthood about loving themselves and loving who they are on the inside?
Yeah. I would just say, you'll get a feel for who you are. I mean, you'll know things that fit right. Like, you know, what, 20 some years ago, I was hanging sheetrock with my stepdad.
Wow.
Things have changed over the years. And I've loved my evolution. I enjoy watching myself, you know, change and stuff, you know, looking back over the years, you know, being, you know, not comfortable, you know, saying who I am, you know, whether, you know, it be at work or whatnot. And now I'm to the point where I'm just like, this is me. This is what I expect of an employer and such. And, you know, and that's fine. It's fine to actually, you know, have an employer come up to your level. What, you know, what can an employer do for you? And that's, you know, my next right. step in my life is to, I wish I would have latched onto that earlier and just been a little more right. upfront. Because when people see that, you know, you love yourself and you're confident, it can get you places. It can get some interesting opportunities.
Oh, you're not kidding. You're absolutely right. Especially you have to be the type of person who steps in a room and everybody in the room turns around and get quiet and look in your direction. Mm-hmm. I know it's hard for some people. You know, it's okay. You don't learn it, you know, from day one. But when you grow into it and you feel it, you'll know you accomplished something when you just feel that energy just suck and turn onto you. You know, and which is okay. I'm not saying everyone has to be that way, but it's just more so of walk with confidence and walk with your head up and always be assured of yourself. And you better fake it till you make it.
And it's like, you know, even if you're not, you know, the outgoing, you know, you know, star of the room person or whatnot. I mean, carry something around that represents you. If a mushroom makes you happy, have a little mushroom pin or something. You know, just,
oh, I thought you were talking about the other kind of mushrooms. I was like, okay. No, just play. I was just like, go ahead.
So represent yourself, and you know, have something that you can even look at and just smile at and just be like, mm-hmm.
Right. Hey, that's actually true. You know, you have that mushroom that you look at, you're like, oh yeah, okay. It reminds me of when, and then it gives you that euphoric moment and it puts you back at that time when you had the good time or something like that. Yeah. You know, you might not be able to carry everything around, which, you know, you can't carry your long stem glass you got from Las Vegas and leave it on your desk and be like, oh, I remember when I drank this whole thing with the girls. You can't do that, but you might be able to carry something around with you.
It's like, you know, another part of loving yourself is setting up boundaries with people and, you know, organizations and such. You know, you may have an unpopular opinion, you know, that may not be, you know, well taken by a group or whatnot, but learning, you know, what you're willing to do, you know, just finding that out, you telling, you know, people that this is what I expect or this is my view. And if you really believe in it, you know, helping others see where you're at or whatnot, you know, like with, you know, we'll just say masking for fun. You know, some areas you need to be that, you know, just by loving yourself and, you know, walking through, you know, Iowa with a mask on, for instance. It's an awkward right. thing when over half the people aren't wearing them, you know? So, you know, just showing that respect for yourself. That's a big thing with the COVID thing that I've learned is, you know, standing up for what I believe in and not backing down because.
Absolutely correct.
And it's like, you know, if it's right, it's right. And, you know, you got to buck the system sometimes. And if you love yourself, you'll do it instead of, you know, watching things just happen.
That's true. That's a whole another conversation. And I just, for the people who may not think it's real, you know, there's people close to you, friends, the family that have had it, and ask them how they felt when they got it. They hated it, you know, but that's a whole nother conversation in itself, you know, that's a whole nother conversation. So, you know, hey, Brian, let's take a quick break and then we'll be right back. Okay. Hey, welcome back, Bubba. Welcome back, Bubba. Welcome back, audience. Welcome to the Adulting Hour. This is where we talk about things that we wish we would have known when we were coming up into adulthood. Hey, Bubba, you were talking about earlier about how you can, like, carry around a mushroom if that makes you happy. What else can you do?
Well, it's like, you know, everyone needs a little bling of some sort. Something that... I mean, I just feel that a little bling can do a good thing.
You're not lying. That's so true.
It can be a keychain or something. Get something that shows your originality. You know, it might spark someone's eye. You know, when you take out, you know, your wallet or whatever, and you have, you know, a pride wallet, you know, a rainbow wallet or something. I mean, you know, be seen. It's a good conversation starter. It'll help, you know, people want to get to know you even. It's kind of like an icebreaker, you know, something like that. Put a little glitter on that hump. Make it pretty.
Hey, that's true. That's true. I mean, just think about how you feel the day when you walk out that barbershop with a fresh haircut or you get a new pair of shoes or something like that, and you walk around with those fresh kicks on. You know, I on days where you know, everybody have tough days, and on tough days for me, you know, I would go and I would put on my best. I mean, my absolute best outfit, my best shirt and my best tie. And I will walk around and I would strut my stuff. I tell you what. But the confidence that I got from it was fantastic, because one, I knew that I would definitely get compliments on it. And two, I felt it boosted up my confidence level all the time when I wore that specific shirt and tie. Did I go out and get more shirt and ties that helped my confidence level? Absolutely. I made sure I went and got a whole closet of it. You can say I'm kind of overconfident, but that's okay. That's okay. but that's what made me feel good.
And a big thing of, you know, how I've gotten more comfortable with myself, loving myself more, you know, shows in my outfits. You can tell when, you know, I'm having a downer day or whatever, because I'll be like, eh. But you know, sometimes, you know, just seeing another person, you know, smile, or, you know, when you get the compliment, I just, yeah, it reiterates, okay, I made the right decision, so let's go forward. Or
right. I had a friend, his name was Joe, and that was, it is Joe, and he likes to sing. Mm-hmm. So we'll get into any situation, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's an uncomfortable situation, and all of a sudden he'll break out singing. And I'm telling you, the boy is pretty fantastic too, just to hear him sing. And every single time he do it, you know, everyone turns around and smiles and says, "Holy crap, he can sing." And I can see his face light up. Mm-hmm. I can see the confidence in him, which I think is fantastic. It's super fantastic to me to watch something. And you can see that. So grab something that makes you feel good on the inside, and your confidence will show on the outside. Your confidence will show on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
So Brian, so you got something you're working on right now. What is that?
Yeah, right now, I'm doing do these Easter bonnets each year. My friends and I, we get together and, you know, drink. And last year we did on Zoom, and this year we're going to do Zoom little crafting hours on Saturdays. And we put together these just obnoxious creations. And it's just sort of a fun way to express ourselves, you know, through art, through making hats. And like one year I had a Barbie one where, you know, there are Barbies fluttering around on a hat. It's these are not,
that's pretty cool.
These are not your average church hats. These are bonnets. And last year, for the first time with COVID and everything, I was just like, you know, let's see if I can raise a couple bucks for the community. And I think it was a couple bucks, you know, start off, you know, starting to become hundreds, and then thousands. It was like over $3,000 that was raised for a local food shelf.
Fantastic.
So this year my charity that I'm choosing is Just Us Health, which is a great resource for the queer community and the whole community. They have some wonderful resources, even on their website, and what they do for people, helping people get insurance and such. Something definitely to check out. And that's who I want to support this year. And we'll see where it goes. I put my goal at $1,000. If I raise more, great. If I raise whatever I raise, will be wonderful. And I it's just fun. It gets me giddy whenever I see, you know, another dollar post on there and all that.
Right. I understand. I understand. I donated to one and I got a phone call, so I understand.
Yeah.
So how would people donate?
It is Bubba's Easter Bonnet Fundraiser, benefiting Just Us Health. And just look that up on Facebook. And if you can donate, great. I don't touch any of the money. It goes directly to the charity. So it's not going to be padding my wallet at all. But I do this, I do this for fun. It baffles me. I just can't believe what it amounts to. If it helps another person donate another dollar that they normally wouldn't, then I did some good. So.
Right. That's fantastic. I mean, you also have to, you are doing some good, and you've been doing some good for some years. And then you also helping out your community too, as well. So that's fantastic in itself. Okay. You've done plenty of charities just because things needed to happen. And that's fantastic. So continue to keep servicing your community, because your community definitely appreciates you. Even if it was after the riots, after everything, you were out there raising money. So thank you so much. Kudos to you, Brian.
And then the other thing that I'm working on right now, it's a fundraiser for the Citizens for a Loring Park Community. We usually have an annual fundraiser called Love Loring. This year, it is all virtual, and it will be a silent auction. And it goes from April 10th to the 18th. And definitely check out the silent auction items. We'll get those posted closer to April, the silent auction site live. But just keep your eyes posted. That one's further off here. So April 10th through the 18th, Citizens for a Loring Park Community. And we're the ones, the Citizens for a Loring Park Community, we're the ones who put together like National Night Out and all that. So.
Oh, yeah. I like National Night Out. And I also missed the Loring Art Festival too, as well. Yeah.
And that, I think they're still doing that, if I'm not mistaken, in July. So.
Right. Oh, that's fantastic.
So definitely check out Citizens for a Loring Park Community, our website. And as we get closer to April, April 1st, we should probably have it all up and ready so you can view the pretties. And there's gift cards, art, everything. It's just going to be a nice variety. And that goes to support our community outreach with them. And I've been a board member with them for about 3 years now.
That's fantastic. But I just want to say thank you so much for joining me on the Adulting Hour. And guys, if you like the content that you hear, you can always sponsor by 99 cents a month. If you like, oh my God, these guys are fantastic, you can drop $4.99 a month. And if you like, oh, I cannot live without this podcast, you can drop $9.99 a month as well. You can also look me up on the Adulting Hour on Facebook.com as well and like my page. Thank you so much, Bubba, for joining.
Thank you for having me. This was fabulous.
you have a great day. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.